Hey everyone, welcome to Spotlight, where we share stories from the stage, life, and faith. This is episode one. We're going to keep it lighthearted today. We're going to talk about memories that you may have of your first instrument, your first real instrument, your first hand-me-down instrument. It doesn't matter, because an instrument is an instrument. And, you know, your instrument, you may not be a professional musician. You may be a casual musician. You may be somebody that learned when you were younger. You were in the band program. You marched your little heart out every Friday night. And then your trumpet is in your closet. So that may be your story. But regardless of your story, I know that we all have these heartfelt moments that we remember from our first instrument. And so one statistic that I read the other day, it actually said, and it surprised me, roughly 50% of Americans take up an instrument. Like, they learn an instrument at some point in their life. So there's a lot of instruments. Listen, because everybody's not on the regular musician life. Like, everybody's not playing somewhere every week, every month. So what that tells me is there's a lot of closet instruments, and evidenced by my youngest daughter at church. She was offered one of those this week. So yeah, there's hand-me-down instruments, but we all got at some point our first instrument if we're musicians. And so I'm going to share with you my various stories, because I feel like I had layers of first instruments. So I can remember my dad growing up, part of our inspiration for music, because my brother's a musician as well, part of our inspiration was my dad had a guitar. He only knew like three chords, and he wore those three chords out every time. But I remember being like feeling this gravitational pull toward the instrument, and he would go to work around noon every day. So around 12:01, your boy was going under that bed and pulling out the guitar. And I didn't know what I was doing, you know. To me, I would just play bass lines. I'd hit the cassette player, hit play, and I was playing it like a bass. I didn't know any better. Then one day, my dad came home from work, and he caught me red-handed. And I'm thinking like, oh, Lord, I'm about to get it. But to my surprise, he was kind of endeared to it, and he was like, oh, you like that, don't you? And I was like, yeah, I kind of do. I do it every day without your permission. So I remember that. And he was like, okay, I see. A week later, right before he's about to go to work at noon, he calls me to the basement. And he says, Ivan, come down here. So I'm going down there thinking I'm in trouble or something. And he had this toy guitar. It was like a plastic body. It didn't have nylon strings. It had like cheap plastic strings on it. And I'm like, what, that's for me? He's like, yeah, son, I got it for you. This is your first guitar because you've been taking mine. And I'll never forget the feeling that I had, because daddy got that for me, you know? And so he sat down there. He knew three chords and he knew this one bass line. He loved this like 60s era rock and roll type stuff. And it was like, boom, doom, doo, doo, doo. So I'll never forget. He sat on the stairs to our basement and he says, play this pattern. It's like a Z. And he showed it to me and I played it right back. And the look that he gave me was like, what the heck is wrong with this kid? Like, how are you able to do this so quickly? And it's because I had been playing his guitar. And I was rather familiar already with the frets and stuff. So I think it kind of blew him away. And he knew at that point, like, my son has it in him. So that was my first instrument. But it wasn't my first real instrument. My first real instrument, I told you I got layers here. Follow me. All right. I'm going. I'm building. So my first real instrument was around the toy one was around four or five. The next one was around 8 or 9. So I'm of Puerto Rican descent. If you don't have any Puerto Rican friends, go get you some today. But if you do, you more than likely have heard us go crazy around Christmas time singing Spanish carols, all right? And with the Spanish Christmas carols are instruments that we play that are from our culture. One of them is called the cuatro. Cuatro means four. There's a story. I can tell you why, but this instrument has 10 strings. So don't think that we can't count. There's a story of how it evolved. But this instrument, my parents were highly intrigued to see me play. So they said, hey, would you like to get a cuatro? And I'm like, what is a cuatro? So they explained it to me. And I was like, sure, I guess. So they sent to Puerto Rico to make one with my grandparents. My grandparents lived over there. And apparently they went all out. Like they went to the one of the best luthiers on the island that made, he was renowned for his cuatro making. And they made me a cuatro, custom made, and shipped it to the States. And I'll never forget the day that it came in. They opened the case and this fresh scent of wood. It's like the most amazing smell that I've ever smelled. It almost had like a cedar smell. And I held that in my hand and I looked at it and you could see the chisel marks on the inside from where the guy had chiseled it. I didn't know this was like a handmade instrument. It was just like, wow, I got my first instrument. Like my dad has a guitar and I had this plastic thing and now I have a real thing. So I learned to play that little by little, but it still wasn't what I wanted to play. And by that time, I had started playing drums at church, and I was maybe 10, 11 playing drums with adults at church. And so we were at my aunt's house in Cleveland. We lived in this small town called Lorain. I say small. It was the 10th biggest city at that point. We go to Cleveland, visit my aunt, and she tells my dad, she says, hey, come here. I've got this drum set. My son's been... he's been in its possession. He's been playing it a little bit, but now he doesn't play it anymore. You think your boy would want it? My ears are like, what? Say yes, say yes. So my dad said yes. Like, I was never going to get a drum set. He was never going to get me a drum set. First of all, they make too much noise. Second of all, they take up so much space. And third, they're expensive, right? So we come home with this drum set. And the drum set, it looked like, if you've ever seen these 3D pictures where they have like lines in them, ridges, and you can like scratch them and they make like a wicket wicket, like you're a DJ. They had these weird line ridges to it. That's one of the memories I have. The color was a light blue. The second memory I have of that drum set is that it had this like smell, like from something that had just been stored in a basement. But it didn't matter. Listen, it didn't matter. It was a hand-me-down. This is the point I'm trying to get to. It was a hand-me-down. It wasn't brand new. It didn't look the best. It didn't smell the best. But I bet you that I was in that basement playing that drum set and loving every second of it because I had a drum set. That was another instrument. But I went through all of this and I get to middle school and by that time, there was this guitar club. I was in the eighth grade. They started this guitar club that year. And in the guitar club, they were going to teach us like little things and we'd come together and play. And they had a bass. And the band director, he wound up letting me play this bass. And the first time that I sat down with him, he's like, okay, now I'm going to play this riff from the sheet music. And then I want you to play it. He had no clue that I had already been playing my dad's guitar like a bass for years and developed my ear. So he plays it and immediately I play it back. And he was like, what? But I was ready for this. I was like, yo, you got a real bass? Let's go. Like, I'm ready to play this thing. So I loved it. And I would bring the bass home. It was some kind of jazz bass. I don't know if it was a real one or a knockoff. And I would bring that home and play it. I'd bring the amp home and play it. And then I started playing at church. And I got to this point the summer before my high school, first year in high school, freshman year. I said, Mom, I'm ready for a bass. Like, I've been wanting this thing ever since I pulled out dad's guitar and played it like a bass. I want a bass. And she says, well, you know how your dad is. Like, I'm going to have to convince him. I'm like, do whatever you need to do, but I want a bass. So she winds up talking with him. Now, everybody that's been through this musical journey, like I said earlier, casual or like professional, you started somewhere. And if you were in a small town like mine, a smaller town, we didn't have big music stores. We had like one called Driscoll's Music. They were like a band instrument store. And then we had another one. I think it was called, it wasn't the Real Guitar Center. It was Guitar something. But they had like a few instruments. But my mom, I don't know what she did. I don't even want to know what she did. But she convinced my dad to go to this music store. Now, nobody promised me anything. But we went there, and in my heart, I had an expectation. I was like, I'm coming home with something today. So we drive to Cleveland, Ohio, to the big music store in town, Lentine's Music. I will not forget that name. I will not forget the feeling when I walked into that store. It was like the walls were lined with guitars. It's a dream place. And so I'm smelling the wood and everything, and I start looking at the wall. And I look at this particular bass and I'm like, that's the one. I didn't know the price. I didn't know what the budget was. I didn't even know if my dad was going to do this for me. But I knew that was the one. It was the way that it was. The black color was sleek. The contours were nice and rounded. There was no pick guard. For whatever reason, I didn't care for pick guards back then. But that was the one. So I point it out and I play it and I like it. And then here's the moment of truth. Mom's working her magic. Like, I think we should get it for him. And I'll never forget what he said in that moment. And I don't blame my dad. Like, I'm a dad. I'm a dad today. My dad said, I'm not going to get him an instrument because he's not going to play it. It's just going to sit there and go to the closet, the dreaded closet where all of your instruments are at, some of you. But he called it out, you know, and he said that. And I'll never forget hearing that because it was like the last bit of a straw to break the camel's back for me and say, you know what? I'm going to hold on to these words and prove you wrong because I want this, because you don't know how bad I want this. I'm going to prove you wrong. And for whatever miracle happened that day, I walked out with that bass, a cable, a case, and a small PV amp, like a 10-inch or 12-inch speaker. And I was the happiest kid in the world. I get home, and I remember opening that case for the first time, and I may have played for an hour or two, just played. And that was my bass. And I had that throughout my entire high school career. And I'm going to show you that bass, because last night I texted my mom. I said, Mom, take a picture of my senior picture. It's kind of skinny and had hair here. I still have hair. I just choose to shave it. But this was the bass. It was a Fender. The pickup, it was not a Fender. It was an Ibanez. An Ibanez sound gear. Not sure which model. It had a J-style pickup at the bridge. And it had the P-bass set up by the neck. So it was a PJ. And passive, but it was beautiful. This thing was beautiful. And I held true to my word. I played the mess out of this instrument. You hear me? I played it at church. I played it in jazz band, anywhere that I could without a car. I had a bicycle. But any time I could, I played this thing. And it helped me to train up as a musician. This is the instrument that I consider my first true instrument. And it wasn't because it was hand-me-down or anything. There's nothing wrong with hand-me-down. But it was the first bass. That's what I'm trying to get at. Everything else, I really wasn't a drummer, even though I played. I really wasn't a cuatro player in my heart. I was a bass player. Now, what did I do with that bass? I don't know how many of you have ever gotten rid of your first instrument. I got rid of my first instrument, and I wish I would have never done it. I wound up at the end of my senior year. I graduated, got my little graduation gift money, and I wound up having enough to get a six-string bass. I had talked myself into wanting the six-string bass. And I bought the six-string. It looked identical to this one. It was an Ibanez Sound Gear. And that meant that this one, is what in my mind, was expendable. So I went and traded it in for, at the time, it was a brand called Art. They had like these pedals with effects. And I got that, and I wish I would have held on to this for sentimental value. So kudos to you guys who still have your first instruments so you can show your kids and stuff, and just for nostalgic purposes. But now that I'm a dad, now I kind of want to end with this thought. If you're a parent or you know somebody who's trying to get their first instrument, what is the right response for it, right? There is no right or wrong response, but here's some guidelines. The first thing in my journey, I had a hand-me-down. I had a hand-me-down drum set. And like I told you earlier, I played that a lot. You know, it wasn't my first instrument of choice, but I played it. So there's nothing wrong with hand-me-downs. Our children now are 12. Our oldest child is 12. Our middle child, her birthday is today. Happy birthday, baby girl. She's 9. She just turned 9, and our littlest one is 7. So with our oldest child, we saw the musical inclination that he had, his talents and stuff. And so we wound up saying, he's going to be a musician. So his first instrument was a piano. He gravitated toward a keyboard, I should say. So his first instrument was a hand-me-down keyboard. And just like myself, listen, if a kid wants to play the hand-me-down, it doesn't matter. They're going to play it. And he played it. He really showed his abilities, and he grew to the point where it was time for us to buy him his first instrument. Us buying him, not a hand-me-down, but a more serious instrument. And so as a parent, like, what are the rules of engagement? Like, how much am I going to spend on this instrument that I don't know if it's going to become the closet instrument? I say you have to have an idea of what you are willing to spend. You have to have a budget. You're not going to buy some $2,000 instrument. As a professional musician, I had to resist the inclination that I just wanted to buy my son like the top tier keyboard because it's going to make him the best player and encourage and motivate him. Not necessarily. So we made a budget, a modest budget, and we got him the best that we could. So do research. Look online. You got tons of resources online. We wound up getting him an Alesis QS8, I think it is, 88 key weighted, because I wanted weighted and I wanted 88 keys so that he could get trained with the feel and with the full range of the keyboard. And he started off with that. And now he's shown interest even more with like organs. So we recently got him for his birthday. It was a total blessing, but we got him a Hammond E100. So he's gradually moving up. Our middle daughter, a year ago from today, literally 366 because it's a leap year. Can't forget that one day. We got her first guitar. And one thing I do want to share with you, another little piece of advice, is you want to get something that they gravitate to, right? Again, I can see things and maybe it speaks to me, but I'll not forget when I went to go get her guitar last year with my wife, the representative at the store said, make sure you get something that she likes. As dumb as it sounds, even the color. And sure enough, when she saw the guitar, she gravitated to this cute little blue guitar. And she said, that's the one I want. Now, it was out of my budget, but we made an effort because we knew that if she liked the way that it looked, she was going to play it. Fast forward to today. This morning, we got her first miniature acoustic guitar. And about a month ago, I was ready to buy it. I was ready to buy her an acoustic guitar because there was one on sale, but she hated the color. And it was a totally different store and it was a totally different sales representative. And he says the same exact thing. He said, listen, if you buy her that guitar, you're going to put it in the closet. It's going to become the closet instrument. So he said, make sure, because I've seen it before, people will buy their kids expensive instruments because they like it, and they come back and they trade them in. So we didn't buy her that guitar that day, but we showed her some options. We didn't break the bank just to make her happy, because she wanted one that would have broke the bank. But we found her one that she was cool with, and we got it for her. So what are the rules of engagement? Listen, have a budget, do your research, and above all, make sure that you're getting something, if possible, that they gravitate to. Now, if all you can do is get the one from Grandma in the closet, then they're going to just have to make do with that. Because if they have a love for it, hopefully they're going to make the most of it. But that's my advice. Now that we have kids, we're looking at our youngest daughter now. She wants a flute, and she wants a pink flute. So guess what we're going to have to do? We're going to either have to get the hand-me-down. I don't know if I told that story earlier. Somebody offered her one at church. I might have to get the one and spray paint it with pink spray paint. But either way, she's made it clear. And if it's not pink, more than likely she's not going to want to play it. So that's my advice. Have a budget. Do your research. Get them something that they gravitate to. And, you know, hopefully you had some fun engagement with my personal stories. I've got so many wonderful memories as a child, and I know you have so many wonderful memories of your first instruments. So do me a favor, reach out. I'd love to see your comments. Let me know about your first instrument. Was it a hand-me-down? Did you get the one you wanted on the first go around? Maybe you were lucky. Maybe you got the $5,000 instrument. Everybody's not as lucky, but let me know. Let me know about your music stores. What music stores existed back in the day? I sound like an old dude. Listen, I am getting older. I'm, as of the date of today, I'm 43, but things have changed a lot, but share below. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of fun time out of this and some value. See you on the next one.